Our sermon text for this, the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, is based upon the gospel for the day. It is recorded by St. Mark in the first chapter. We rise at the life of our Lord. Then they went into Capernaum. On the next Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. They were amazed at his teaching, because he was teaching them as one who has authority and not as the experts of the law. Just then there was a man with an unclean spirit in their synagogue. It cried out, What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked the spirit, saying, Be quiet, come out of him. The unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and after crying out with a loud voice, it came out of him. Everyone was so amazed that they began to discuss this with each other. They said, What is this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him. News about him spread quickly throughout all the region of Galilee. These are your words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear Christians, we hear the voice of God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's gospel reading picks up right where we left off reading last Sunday. Jesus has come to Galilee and is calling his disciples to follow him. He is proclaiming that the kingdom of God is near. Now, on the Sabbath day, Jesus enters the synagogue and he begins to teach. But Jesus does more than just teach. Our Savior didn't come simply to call disciples to follow him. He didn't come just to preach that the kingdom of God is near. He came to defeat sin, death, and the devil. Today's epiphany, or showing forth of Jesus, is that Jesus is stronger than the devil. Now, it's not unusual that Jesus would have gone to the synagogue. The synagogue was the worship place for the Jewish people. It was here where they went to hear the word of God. On this particular Sabbath, Jesus was invited to preach and teach in the synagogue. That wasn't unusual either. Synagogues had no regular ministers. And so the rulers of this synagogue in Capernaum would invite a rabbi or a teacher to come and speak to them. And as it happens, it was Jesus that was invited to speak to the congregation. We don't know what scripture lessons Jesus read. Mark, who records this incident, doesn't tell us about Jesus' message. But he does tell us about the impression that Jesus' preaching made on the people. Mark says, the people were amazed at his teaching. He didn't teach like the other rabbis who just taught the law. Jesus taught the gospel of God. He proclaimed the good news with his own authority. Jesus was more than just a wise teacher. He was the prophet promised by God who was preaching God's salvation. Jesus is the one who reveals the grace of God for sinners and fulfills that grace in himself. With such a great message, it was no wonder that Satan would not let this go unchallenged. Satan does not want God's grace and mercy to be proclaimed. The devil and his power are strong. He's not just a figment of the imagination or some characterization of evil. His name is Satan, which means accuser, because he accuses us before God of all the sins that we've committed. And all that we can do is stand and nod our head in agreement along with that list of accusations. Satan doesn't have to invent any fictitious dirt on us. We've done more than enough wrong that the great judge should send us to hell. And that's Satan's goal, to get all of us to suffer in hell just as he does forever. So it's not surprising that Satan would try to interrupt the preaching of the gospel. It was Satan who caused that man in the synagogue to shout out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Satan is quiet when false doctrine is taught. But when the gospel is proclaimed in its truth, the devil is most busy and most active, stirring up strife and stirring up doubts in our mind so that people will close their ears and not hear the gospel. This man who shouted in the synagogue was not speaking for himself. The devil was speaking with this man's voice. Now, what this evil spirit said was the truth. Jesus is the Holy One of God. Jesus is God's Son. He had come to destroy Satan's power. But Jesus didn't want that endorsement from an evil spirit. The devil wasn't the proper witness, because then those who heard him could say, "Well, Jesus' words are only coming from the father of lies. They're coming from the devil. So how can we believe them?" And as a result, Jesus' preaching would be questioned and damaged. So Jesus demonstrates now that he is more powerful than Satan. He gives two commands. The first command is be quiet. It's quite clear that Jesus wanted to reveal himself rather than to allow an evil spirit to be one of his messengers. But Jesus does not just want to silence the devil, he does more, and so Jesus gives a second command. He says, "Come out of him." The Lord commanded, and the devil could not resist. We are told the evil spirit threw the man into convulsions, and after crying out with a loud voice, it came out of him. He didn't have any choice. He had to do what Jesus said. This shouldn't surprise us either, because this is why Jesus came into the world. One of the disciples who was there that day, the disciple John, wrote, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." On another day, 3 years later, the devil thought he was pretty strong. On that day, on the streets of Jerusalem, he used the voices not of just one man, but the voices of many, many people to cry out, "Crucify him!" Hearing the crowd shouting, Pontius Pilate, Jesus' earthly judge, asked, "Why? What crime has he committed?" But Satan put words into people's mouths so that they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Satan thought he was pretty strong when those voices cried out. He struck the heel of the Savior, and Jesus died. It may have looked like Jesus was defeated, but if we look closer at the cross, we can see that Jesus was really telling Satan, "Be quiet." Jesus' death is the great silencer. There, as he suffered and died, he was suffering the punishment that we deserve. So as the judge listens to Satan's accusation against us, God the Father notes that the sentence for our sins already has been served. Jesus didn't stay dead. Satan didn't win the final battle. Jesus crushed Satan's head. Satan's voice can't accuse us of anything because Jesus' blood and resurrection have silenced the accusations. Jesus is stronger than the devil. That's how Jesus shows himself during this Epiphany season. So don't listen to the one whom Jesus has silenced. Don't listen to the voice that shouts out against God and against Christ and against you. Now, even though Satan has been defeated, he is still allowed some latitude until the end of the world. And during these days, Satan and his evil angels adapt themselves to the times. The devil fills the world with many different voices today that are trying to cause you to doubt God's love and his mercy. Satan's deceptive voice is heard in any way that tries to undermine what God says in his word of the Bible and in its teachings. The devil, though, can rave all that he wants, but we don't need to listen to his voice. Satan must be quiet, because we know the Savior Jesus Christ shed his blood so that we are forgiven and are God's dearly beloved children and heirs of heaven. And when we do sin, which we will, we can remember that the devil cannot accuse us before God. He must be quiet because Jesus rose from the grave and his blood is now pleading for our forgiveness before the throne of his Father in heaven. Don't listen to the voice of Satan. Instead, listen to the sweet, calming voice of your Savior. The victory was won at the cross. And our Savior gives us that victory now through his powerful voice in the gospel, in our baptism, in absolution, in the Lord's Supper, and in his gospel. That gospel of forgiveness in Christ destroys the power of the devil, just as at the same time, that gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Even the demons believe that and shudder. They shudder at the power of God. And we rejoice in the sweet sound of the gospel of forgiveness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, now and forevermore. Amen.